With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Ministry of Health reports a small Georgetown landfill fire. It was detected during routine monitoring on Wednesday. The Department of Environmental Health teams responded, quote, immediately, containing the blaze before it could spread. The fire service was notified but was not needed to assist. Acting Chief Officer X.E. Tomlinson Panton commended staff for their swift intervention.
Their quick identification of the fire and immediate intervention ensured that it was extinguished before it could spread.
The Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes says there is no danger to nearby residents or the environment, though monitoring will continue as a precaution.
The DEH team will continue to take all necessary steps to mitigate risk and safeguard nearby communities and the environment.
In other news, the opposition turns down a government invitation to join a policy summit aimed at resolving the longstanding disputes between the Central Planning Authority and the National Conservation Council. Radio K-Man's Chevy Ebanks reports.
The two bodies have clashed for years over how development decisions should be balanced with environmental protections, resulting in legal disputes, delays, and uncertainty for applicants. The opposition says it agrees that reform is needed, but maintains that it is the government's duty to craft policy and to present it to Parliament. It says its role is to scrutinize and improve those proposals, not help draft them behind closed doors. The opposition says it is prepared to engage in a transparent, bipartisan process through formal legislative channels. They're urging the Premier and the Cabinet to provide clear direction and bring any reforms to Parliament for full public debate, stressing that accountability and openness must guide the process. Chevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Public Health confirms the monitoring of passengers from BA-253 after Bahamian authorities confirmed two individuals under review tested negative for Ebola. Officials say all protocols were followed and the risk to K-Man remains low. Screening continues for travelers arriving from Ebola-affected regions. And finally,
to celebrate the 25 years, we are hoping that everyone can come out and support us.
Talent Exposition of the Arts has a full lineup for you this month as the annual showcase hits the stage of the Harkwell Theater on June 28th. Host New Self-Help Foundation founder J.C. Connor tells Radio K-Man this year's theme is hope. Chair Vincent Frederick says it's their biggest fundraiser of the year.
The New Self-Help Foundation was established to motivate young people to take responsibility for their future through high-impact programs that emphasizes strong social, cultural, and educational values. Our mission is to promote positive self-esteem, encourage economic growth, and meaningfully transform the lives of children, their families, and their communities.
Tickets are available at Number One Shoe Shop and Winner Circle. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Lebanese president has said a US-brokered ceasefire is the last chance for meaningful peace in his country. Joseph Aoun said the truce would come into force within 24 hours of all parties approving it, remarks that appear to refer to Hezbollah, which has yet to comment. Health officials in Gaza say at least 11 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes. They include five members of a single family. Keir Starmer has accused Elon Musk of trying to whip up division in Britain over the killing of a young white student falsely accused of racism by his Sikh murderer. Video of police arresting Henry Novak, despite him pleading that he'd been stabbed, has shocked the country. Mr. Musk has shared numerous posts, including claiming police are racist against white people. A British charity says hundreds more women have come forward detailing sexual abuse they suffered at the hands of the former owner of the luxury London department store Harrods. Mohammed Al-Fayed died in 2023, having never faced any charge. The authorities in Russian-occupied Crimea say at least four people have been killed in Ukrainian strikes. Russian strikes on Ukraine have killed more than a dozen people. The man hailed a hero for wresting a gun from one of the attackers on Bondi Beach in Australia last year has been charged with his father's assault. He denies the accusation. Fiji says it refuses to become the ashtray of the Pacific after it pushed back against an Australian billionaire's plans to ship rubbish to the island to be burned for energy. Critics called the proposal waste colonialism. The French-Iranian author and artist Marjan Satrapi, who's best known for her book and film Persepolis, has died at the age of 56. The memoir portrays her childhood in Tehran after the Iranian Revolution. That's the latest. BBC News.